Unit 11. Compel. Ignore. Slavery. Strict. Abolish. Laborer. Rightly. Wage. Oblige. Antithesis. Otherwise. Purely. To be happy, a man must feel firstly free and secondly important. He cannot be really happy if he is compelled by society to do what he does not enjoy doing, or if what he enjoys doing is ignored by society as of no value or importance. In a society where slavery in the strict sense has been abolished, the sign that what a man does is of social value is that he is paid money to do it. But a laborer today can rightly be called a wage slave. A man is a laborer if the job society offers him is of no interest to himself, but he is obliged to take it to earn a living. The antithesis to labor is play. When we play a game, we enjoy what we are doing. Otherwise, we would not play it. But it is a purely private activity. Society could not care less whether we play it or not.
Unit 12. Impress. Sheer. Geography. Prairie. Plain. Infrequently. Witness. Length. Breadth. Height. Depth. Immense. Majestic. Race. Thrill. Namely. Hospitality. Even as a little boy, I was impressed by the sheer size of America. Fond as I was of geography, I knew all about Niagara and the Mississippi, the Grand Canyon and the Rockies, the prairies and the plains and the Great Lakes. Everything on the map was large, and not infrequently the largest of its kind in the world. Only many years later did I finally witness all these places with my own eyes and realize their length and breadth, their height and depth. Yes, they were indeed immense and majestic, made for a race of giants rather than human beings. The inhabitants, too, of this new world were large, not only in bodily build, but also in their way of thinking. In fact, this was what most thrilled me during my stay in America, namely the big-heartedness and hospitality of the Americans.
Unit 13. Settlement. Transfer. Previously. Gigantic. Experiment. Present. Horizon. Explosive. Conquer. Tame. Ideal. Fulfill. Destiny. Migration. Painful. Civilization. Firmly. Wilderness. Literature. Thrive. The settlement of America was a unique experience in the history of man. Never before had a whole culture been transferred to another and previously unknown continent. No wonder the imaginations of Europeans from the 15th to the 20th centuries were fired by the possibilities that such a gigantic experiment presented. The horizons of the mind expanded with explosive suddenness, to keep pace with the expanding horizons of the eye. With a new world to conquer and tame, here was a chance to create an ideal society, to correct all the mistakes of the past, to fulfill at last the destiny of man. But the actual facts of migration and settlement were hard and painful, and it was several centuries before anything that could be called civilization was firmly established. And it was not until the newcomers had tamed the wilderness into something of an ordered society that literature and the arts could thrive.
Unit 14. Immigrant. Attract. Talent. Formidable. Military. Might. Diminish. Release. Delay. Issue. Department. Track. Separately. Discipline. Precise. Conclude. Entry. Impose. Security. Restriction. Contribute. America is a nation of immigrants. That is particularly true of its scientific community, which has attracted and relied on foreign talent to help create the world's most formidable research machine. Since the country's economic and military might depend in large measure on the success of that machine, anything which diminishes this flow of talent is likely to be bad for America. And a study released recently suggests that delays in the processing of visas since September 11, 2001, are having just that effect. According to the report, in 2001, the number of visas issued to foreign students fell by 20% from the previous year, with further falls since then. The State Department does not track science students separately from those in other disciplines, so it is impossible to work out the precise size of the decline in their numbers. However, the report concludes that limits to entry imposed by U.S. national security restrictions are contributing to a declining inflow of science talent.
Unit 15. Striking. Feature. Skepticism. Existence. Observe. Sociologist. Alter. Generation. Assert. Totally. Indifference. Confine. Scrutiny. Disclose. Oblivious. Account. Attribute. Slight. One of the most striking features of class in America is the widespread popular skepticism in its existence. Woodrow Wilson, in 1912, observed that Americans like to think that this is the country where there is no distinction of class, no distinction of social status. To judge from their responses to modern sociologists' questionnaires, American attitudes toward class have not altered much during the past two generations. Americans either continue to assert that classes are almost totally non-existent in this country, or they insist that they belong to the great middle class. Nor is indifference to class confined to the lightly educated general public. Close scrutiny of the writings of American political historians discloses that most of them are oblivious to any interconnections between politics and class, while the few who take account of them tend to attribute slight significance to the relationship.